Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube Universe. So just give me a second. I'm going to try to go on my page to try to get this going. See if I can do it. Come on. There we go. Let me set this up. Yeah, I was a little bit late. I had a little bit of cleaning to do, so I would have had everything set up sooner, but fortunately, it didn't happen. But while I'm trying to set this video up on, Facebook, I can just talk about what's been going on with me lately. So, let's see, I believe I'm 8 years sober. Yeah, this past July, it would have been 8 years I've been sober. Hey, which is a good thing. So, hey, live video has moved. Come on. So, it's easy to not, like, drink, like, big alcohol, you know what I mean? The cravings are there, but it's like hard to, you know, just stay away, but it's not that hard. It's like I drink like non-alcoholic beer from time to time. Not every day, but just from time to time. So it's not bad. So I'm not like drinking any alcohol or anything like that or trying to do anything else. Choose where you want to go. Oh, they got an interactive feature. That's cool. This is just happening. Man, I had to do hold so much for the stream. Okay, let's put this up. I apologize, everybody. I thought I would have the Facebook one ready, but they want so much information. So today is August 19th. Let's see. Talk show. That's what it barely is, a talk show. What is going on here? No, change that. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. It just seems like the Facebook card is just acting stupid. Check that all your streams is connected. Okay, stream to you. Okay, now should be on live, but yes, they're on your timeline. Let's see if I can do this. Hey, we know there's Mr. Warren. Sorry, guys, this is. Kind of crazy and stupid at the same time, so it doesn't say go live, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So if all those fails, I'm just going to say skip it and just go through and we'll just start the show anyway. So like I said, guys, I apologize for this. I just thought I can have like Facebook. I think I wasted like about 8 minutes trying to fix this camera. What if I press connect? Let's see. Oh, that's the problem. It was on connect. Oh, God. Okay, I'll figure it out. I'm sorry. I thought I pressed camera already, then it sent me to something. It was like on connect. So, okay, I'm gonna go live on Facebook. Oh my God. I'm so ashamed right now that I thought that it would be, I was on camera already, then it just sent me to this connection crap, and it was just crazy. So people on Facebook, I apologize for being like late or whatever on doing this. So I know this Archer Jones show was supposed to be exclusively for YouTube, but probably for like the next month and a half, we're gonna do like little skits of the Archer Jones show and probably just. It will be 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio, so it'll be 30 minutes or more. We might keep on going on YouTube and also on Facebook Live. So this is interesting. So there is a lot to talk about. So we're probably going to end up going over the 30 minutes since I wasted like almost 10 minutes on trying to figure out Facebook since I was an idiot, just couldn't figure out. So, well, warning for the show, the following show contains adult language. Listener's discretion is advised. I'll always say that. But let's see where we can start. We got a little bit of news, talking about topics, and so what I'm going to do first is talk about what just happened on Monday Night Raw. So we're going to get a little bit into wrestling, my opinions on the match, or overall Raw so far and stuff. So most importantly, I was watching it because, hey, King of the Ring, one of my favorite events that WWE has done, do, and also broadcast and all that good stuff. So it started with Roman Reigns and Dolph Ziggler, and I guess they just want to just throw this one together for, you know, Dolph saying it should have been me and all that stuff. Like, it was a good match, but I guess for that, like, talking for like a minute or two was, I guess it was needed because of what they doing with Dolph. So at least it was a minute, and it wasn't, you know, the first 20 minutes of the show they, you know, keep talking. So at least they start out with a match, and which is good. Let's see. Jerry the King Lawler got attacked by the Fiend Bray Wyatt when he was supposed to do an interview with Sasha Banks, but that didn't happen. Tag team match, we have Ricochet and The Miz go against Drew McIntyre and Baron Corbin. The Miz and Ricochet won that match. Decent match. Although they're going to face each other in the first round of the tournament, Ricochet is going to face Drew McIntyre, and The Miz is going to face Baron Corbin next Monday. So I thought they were going to do the first round all on the show, but that didn't happen either. So I guess they want to just put more time in just like other things that's going on. I just thought they would do like the maybe the first hour and a half, like due to like King of the Ring. Although they got like about, let's see, I got a calendar over here. I know they got to like September 15th for the Clash of Champions pay per view. And we're on the 19th. So about a little bit under 4 weeks, like almost 3 weeks away. So I guess just looking at the calendar now, I can kind of understand it, why they want to, you know, just do the first round matches, just to do them two, then do the other two, then, you know, the semifinals, then the finals for each brand, each Raw and SmackDown brand. So just get that out the way. Let's see. R-Truth, I guess he dressed up as, you know, had like a hoodie and stuff and dressed up as like he was one of the guys, the like stage guys, when Elias, was on there. And I guess he tried to pin them about a couple of times, even hit his move, still didn't pin him. He got away. So I think they're building like R-Truth as like chasing that title, which it can be fun too if they pick their spots right. So a lot of you said that the most entertaining thing about the R-Truth and the 24/7 title is like the most interesting thing that's going on in WWE right now. Like one of the biggest things, but apparently the number one. But it was interesting. I don't know how long they're gonna keep having the 24/7 championship. Cause I know you gotta fight tomorrow for the tournament. And then I forgot who we finally get. I should have like made a bracket myself. I don't forgot. But y'all probably already know, but I done forgot, so I gotta look it over as soon as I'm done with the show here. Braun Strowman versus AJ Styles for the United States Championship. I was just wondering, like, what is it going to do with this situation? Like, is AJ Styles going to lose the title or something like that? Or because the odd thing is like, Braun's been out for, like, weeks. And, like, last week he came back. And AJ Styles challenged him. And, of course, that match happened. And the rest of the OC had interfered. So Braun Strowman won by no disqualification. I mean, by disqualification. I don't know why I said no disqualification. But anyways, first round of the King of the Ring tournament. Samoa Joe versus Cesaro. Kind of quick in a way, just like the Braun Strowman AJ Styles match, it was kind of quick. But Samoa Joe won the match with a, of course, with a chokehold. Let's see, tag match, non-title match. It was the New Day versus the Revival, and New Day won by disqualification. I think Randy Orton RKO, I think it was Big E that he RKO'd first. Then as ever was Kofi trying to make the save. He got beat up in RKO for his troubles, and they was beating up on Woods and making him watch. So that's that one. Non-title match, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville go against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. So I pay attention only a little bit of this match. It wasn't because I was bored or anything. It's just I had, like, other things to do, like set up the show and try to just get, like, other things working. But I just saw some points of it and saw some parts of it, I should say. So it was a decent match. Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn, the first round of the King of the Ring tournament. I don't know why I put KOTS, but I know why I did. But anyways, it was kind of a quick match and good and decent match for Cedric Alexander and Sami Zayn. I kind of knew Cedric Alexander was going to win because I don't think they was going to have Sami Zayn advance right away. And the main event was for the Raw Tag Team Championship, Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman versus the OC. As I forgot to mention, Seth Rollins did kind of made the save when Braun Strowman got attacked. So Seth and Braun challenged for the tag team titles. And it was an interesting thing that they tried to do with, like, back and forth with Seth and Braun, with them, he looking at the title, and Seth is just like, let's get the tag title first before we start thinking about going one-on-one. And, like I said, it was an interesting match, and Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman did win the match, and they're new tag team champs. And I would have never expected that Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson was going to lose the titles like that or right away. So that was, like, unexpected. So I thought they'd probably do a, like they did with AJ Styles and Braun Strowman match, I thought they was going to do, like, a no disqualification match or whatever, but they didn't. The other segment they had, Sasha Banks had, like, an interview with Michael Cole, but she didn't say much. She was just saying everybody's talking about her blue hair. Then when Michael Cole was trying to get to the tough question, all she said was, "You're welcome," and just left. And Natalya was, like, backstage with her interview of her own, was just talking about the emotional week she had with her father passing and losing to Becky Lynch at SummerSlam. Then she was going to get to, like, talk about more about her arm, But Sasha Banks came out of nowhere, just attacked her and kind of busted her arm again. So we know this probably is not like a real injury. It's like for the I forgot what they call it. Like I think it's stage. I'll say stage, but I know it's something like a different word, but I'll just say stage. So it seems like that Sasha Banks is out with a bad attitude. Well, in real life, she has a bad attitude anyway. But moving on, and before the main event, it was like way earlier that Becky Lynch, I guess they had a segment with Becky Lynch, and she was just like, I guess was targeting at Sasha Banks, is like, just saying all this and that. But I guess, like, they're setting up for Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch feud, and for the Raw Women's Championship. Seems like that might happen at Clash of Champions. So that was it for Monday Night Raw. I'm going to rate it 1 through 5. I'm not going to do the 1 through 10 like I do with pay-per-views, because pay-per-views will be so much easier to grade. And then Raw, sometimes it could be good, it could be bad. It could be the same thing for SmackDown, but then again, I'm always interested in SmackDown more than Raw. So that's just my opinion about that. But what should I grade is 1 to 5, or the grade? I think I'm gonna grade it a 3. And the actual grade would be maybe a C, because we had 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, the 24/7 championship, it was kind of like a match. So 9 matches. Decent amount of matches that happened. But it just felt like it was a little bit of an off night, like something was missing. So that's why I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna put it as a B-, and but still rated it from 1 through 5 or 3, but just put like a B- onto the show. I know that's somewhat just kind of pushing it up there, but that's just how I felt about the show tonight. From what they said, from what's going on with Clash of Champions, they only mentioned like one match, and that's the finals of the King of the Ring tournament. That's all they mentioned so far. So we know all titles are going to be defended, but I guess when we succumb, we'll just see like who's fighting who and who's defending what title and stuff like that. Because like I mentioned earlier, I was disappointed that that SummerSlam that they didn't have the Intercontinental title defended. I was a little disappointed at that, and I'm like, at least they should have had that title on the line, but I guess not. But before we get into some other stuff, there's rumors going on about NXT. There was rumor that they was going to mention something tonight, like a special announcement or whatever. But the special announcement, either it came up while I was gone or whatever for a bit, or it happened on their website. So apparently NXT is moving to regular TV, so cable TV, I should say. And it seems like they're going to start Wednesday, September 18th on the USA Network. And I guess at first it was talking about being on Fox Sports 1. So they decided they're just going to do the show on USA Network. And it will be not 1 hour, but 2 hours. So it's going to be interesting to put
put NXT for like 2 hours and just see how that's going to happen and what they're going to do. So it'll be the good thing for this, for the NXT, the wrestlers down there at NXT, they get more exposure. So that'll be good for them. Like, they'll get more exposure and someone would, you get to know who they are, well, some of them. And maybe you end up liking them as a fan or hate them as a bad guy or whatever the case may be. So September 18th, it should be, that's on a Wednesday. So I'm just looking at my camera over here. So that's what the rumors is all. And it may be on WWE's website, but our WFSO member, Corey, had announced it on our Wrestling Fans Speak Out page about it. So, like I said, it'll be interesting, but I know most of us hoping that Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn does not be involved with NXT whatsoever. But poor us, we're going to deal with Vince McMahon's final say and stuff. And then all Triple H been doing good with NXT, but we'll just see how it goes. And hopefully Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn, since they're going to be more hands-on on NXT since it's televised, which is, I don't know, it's kind of sad, and there's going to be some bad luck. So, what else we going to talk about? I know I got like less than a few minutes for Blog Talk Radio while I get into like other subjects that I want to talk about. So, I didn't even hear anything. So, normally, Blog Talk Radio will give me a, I got like 90 seconds left. So, so like I said, for the next month and a half, we're going to do like a little bit like 30-minute skits on Blog Talk Radio just to talk about, just do the Archer Jones show and things like that. So this is just like a preview of what's going to be going on for Blog Talk Radio. And YouTube, like I said, the Archer Jones show is exclusively for that. So you're going to see the episode that's exclusively for YouTube. Going to be starting in October. So, and I ain't got an official date where I'm going to do that yet. Like start like the Archer Jones show and Wrestlusive and Wrestling Tonight. So, they just going to be on a random and just get to catch them then. So, I apologize for cutting this short for Blog Talk Radio. We will do this again next week for the Archer Jones show, but I'm not sure what day I'm going to do that. It may be on a weekday for sure that it's going to happen, but we'll just see within the next couple of days, and I'll probably let y'all know when the next time is going to happen. But until then, you guys have a good night, and just follow us next week. Okay, and these for the people that, because right now, Blog Talk Radio is recording, so this is like the after the live stream and stuff like that, so you get to listen to, I think I got like an extra 15 minutes on the overtime part of Blog Talk Radio. So What are we going to talk about? The Avenue, also known as the Grand Avenue Mall, got some new investors last week. And the force of a couple of Brewers players, which is Kristen Yelich and Ryan Braun. So they're investing in the Avenue. And as we know so far about it, that I can look a little bit of the paper and stuff like that. So it's going to open at the, let's see, Avenue will feature 3rd Street Market Hall, a food hall with around 20 local food and beverages vendors, as well as offices. The food hall is to open next spring, but the offices will be opening by the end of the year. From what I saw, what they're doing so far, they're doing the outside, and it looks like they ain't doing that much of an inside. So that's probably why they kind of slow down on trying to do things like the outside. So I guess they're just trying to make like upstairs and stuff, and the new look of how it's gonna be outside is decent. I think if you look for the Milwaukee Journal Center and like type of keyword the Avenue, there might be like some pictures on there that you can find the pictures of how the Avenue is supposed to look. So like I said, the food hall is going to be done in spring, and the offices and stuff is going to be done by the end of the year. So I think that frontway that they're building is going to be done by the end of the year as well. But you can still go into that mall where you got like a few shopping centers and stuff, and you got the Round One kickboxing place going on there too. So The mall is still open with like stores like that. Also sucks that they got rid of GNC. But also they have Rainbow, and also they have Walgreens in there as well. And Foot Locker. So that's some good things that they got in there. At least they trying to keep it somewhat like a mall, but like I said, they need to do some. Okay, for those who are watching, that was Hazel that went past. She's going to have her own show, too. Like, bringing back Hazel Runs Her Mouth. She's bringing that back on Wednesdays in October, starting October 9th. And what is this, giving them seats or something? Oh. So she's going to have her show starting October 9th. So watch out for that on Blog Talk Radio. But what do I think about them investing in the Avenue? I think that's a good thing because it shows that, you know, that some athletes, not only they want to play here, but they want to invest here. Yeah. They want to invest here as well. So that's a good thing. That's all we want is, like, you know, people to invest in a community. Well, some communities. Well, you know, half of these communities, you know, people don't invest in because of, you know, people doing stupid stuff and, you know, bad neighborhoods and things like that. And some of us are, like, living proof that it's, like, carrying with a bad neighborhood, like, you know, dealing with people that just hang around, think of the party every day, like they got nothing to do in life. And also you have the drug dealers. Normally you don't see them much in the corners. They doing the whole, like how they used to do in the 90s. They always stand in the corner, or stand in front of their friends' houses or something like that. But the only reason I think that's stupid is because it's like you're going to just, ooh, wait a minute. Ooh, I didn't even see this part. But Wyoming-based Taco John's, which has nearly 400 locations in 23 states, puts its legal stamp on Taco Tuesday. 30 years ago, it has since disease and disease letters at offenders. A recent example hits close to home for a fast food chain. Taco John's last month sent a warning to a brewery 5 blocks from his national headquarters using the term adverse of taco truck that parked outside his establishment once a week. But they used to have the Taco John here on Southridge Mall, but I think, yeah, that's gone. But back to the investing and things like that. It'd be cool, like, to get people, like, you know, invest in our communities, although there's not, you know, you have, like, some good communities, you have some bad communities. But the people that makes the community is us, and it's like, we got to start doing something to help the community grow, or, like, invest in ourselves, invest in our children, invest in our future. And also, like, invest on each other. Which, it seems like it's hard for some people to do that. But I guess I'm just wishing that, you know, we all just live in peace and have, like, a lot of stuff coming here. So, well, we got a lot of stuff coming here. We have, you know, a couple of restaurants across from the new Pfizer Forum. So that bloomed that area of downtown up. So we got those around. Also, Bradley Center is finally tore down. They finally tore, like, the rest of it down, like, in, I think it was June or July or something like that. But, yeah, and I know they're still wrecking, getting rid of the bottoms and things like that of it. So, excuse me. I know they're going to, like, put, like, hotels and other stuff where the Bradley Center was at, but right now they're talking about they ain't going to make a move on that until after the Democrat National Convention that's going to happen next July, which I think is a bad idea. I think if they, but I kind of understand why, because they don't want, like, you know, during construction when people are trying to walk through there, and they just want that clear so people can walk through it. But I'm thinking they can at least put, like, one thing up there if they wanted to. So I guess they're going to wait till after their convention to do stuff. But they said they got some people that want to invest in that spot and want to put, like, some stuff around there, like hotels, apartments, stores, and things like that. So probably got to hang in there for the next 3 years for all that to happen. So hopefully by, I would say, 2023 or 2024, all that will be done and things like that. Also, I know if y'all probably late with the news or probably know about it already, maybe 2023 or 2024, maybe even 2022, one of those years, we might get the NBA All-Star Game. But the All-Star Game this coming year will be in Chicago, for 2020 All-Star Game. Then the 2021 will be in Indianapolis. And I don't know where it's going to be after that. They didn't make a decision. But we just know those first two. But it could be here, maybe in 2022 or 2023, 2024. Who knows? Or they might stay in, like, in the Midwest or whatnot. maybe with Detroit or Minnesota or whatnot. But sometime the next decade, we're going to get an All-Star game. So I can't wait. Am I going to the Chicago one this coming year? I probably will. Just trying to figure out, like, what I'm going to do. But I'm just going to say this. Is just never say never. So hopefully I do get to go. And the only reason I say I hope I do get to go is because I hope, like, my money situation just got to be right. So just hoping for that. Also, what's going on is they making the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra theater. Although they normally always play at the Pabst Theater, or they always play at the Middle High Life Theater and, like, places like that. So this is supposed to be done by, let's see, the stuff that's going on so far is they began the cinema's wall began moving this past Tuesday as part of a building conversion of the Symphony Orchestra Performance Center. Former Warner Grand Theater, 625 tons wall has moved 10 to 12 feet every 2 hours. The wall move is going very well, and if everything continues to go on as planned, y'all miss it that we will complete the move today, or which was this past Tuesday. So 35-foot journey eastbound is to end what used to be part of the North 2nd Street. The wall is being moved so a larger stage can be built for the symphony. The street is being narrowed to accommodate the expansion building at 212 West Wisconsin Avenue. And let's see, there's $18 million overall cinema conversion, $89 million costs are being covered by the state and federal historic presentation tax credits. And they say it's supposed to be done by September of next year. So I guess it would be interesting for people, you know, they want to go into theaters and things like that, or see, like, the musical orchestras and things like that. So that's good for them. Do you guys remember Milwaukee Mall? Yeah, Milwaukee Mall. Again, I want to say, like, a facelift, but it's, I would say it is getting the facelift, but it's not going to be the, I think they closed that down like a while ago. So, but let's see. So what I'm going to do right now for people that's listening, not live on Blog Talk Radio, that just listen to the rest of this, I'm going to end it right now, and like I said, hopefully y'all get to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio next week. So, just going to end it here, and you guys have a good night, and I will be on here for the Ultra Jones Show next week, just don't know when. So, then you have a good night.